I'm J.A. and I'm here with Liz. Woo, yeah. Guess what? I'm not wearing anything below my waist. Let's get inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
All right. This is the Inappropriate Questions Show. I am Jay LaRock here with Liz. And let me explain how this show works for the audience out there. Basically, we look all over the internet for different articles, videos, pictures, and we comment on them. Most of them are gaming related. Most of them are weird, crazy, funny, or just discussion worthy. And then we talk about it for a while. And then we also let people know what the top comment we found based on what we are reviewing. So we always want input from people from the audience. So please make sure that you leave messages, likes, all that good stuff. But first, let me introduce Liz. Liz, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just sitting here all nice and cozy in my big floppy hat.
Yeah, that is a pretty big hat. I was always curious why witches wear big hats. Like, is it to like store all the secret potions and stuff in it?
Sure.
That's why, I see. All right, so we're going to just break this off right now. And look, for people on the podcast, don't worry. I'm going to try and explain exactly what the pictures are so you guys get a feel for this. Because I know that this show is particularly hard for the podcast listeners. And we do appreciate you guys, just to let you guys know. So our first question is, have you ever distracted someone like this? And the image here is one of those old 1990 Game Boy ads where basically the caption shows Game Boy, more fun than a ferret down your trousers. And it has a picture of a young guy with a like crazy look on his face, like his mouth is wide open. He's playing Game Boy. Meanwhile, there seems to be a ferret going down his waist. I don't know, man. That's just looking a little crazy.
That's kind of ridiculous, right? Like, he must have trained that ferret to do that. I mean, if you think about it. He's holding jars of peanut butter in his room. And like, he just uses it to slather it down his pants and ferret just like dig it in there. That's like regular Tuesday night for him. And then like, oh, look, here's a Game Boy. Just add something else to my routine. This is like regular Tuesday.
I assumed that the Game Boy is just a prop. So that if someone comes into a room and he has that, oh my God, face on, that they think it's because of the Game Boy, but it's because of the ferret. So,
yeah, you know,
this isn't really even a commercial or an ad for Game Boy. It's an ad for putting ferrets down your pants.
That's absolutely right. I think that's what's going on. The peanut butter jars are off to the side.
That must be what's in the back. Like those cups, they're just full of peanut butter.
That's exactly right. Or empty. Because the ferret's already in his pants.
He already used up. It's like when people used to put like Snapple or beer bottles up on their mantles or in their bookshelves or something.
Absolutely. He just has all the different kinds of peanut butter. There's, you know, there's Jiffy and there's Skippy.
I wonder what would be the ferret's choice, you know, for peanut butter. A ferret's like, hey, look, I only do Jiffy, man. Come on now. Exactly. If you want some fun, I need some good peanut butter.
That's right. That's a crazy-ass ad right there. That's only something the 90s can deliver.
Yeah, I mean, Nintendo has weird ads like that back then, all types of crazy stuff. I don't know who ran their marketing campaign. Or I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you could convince your parents to get you a Game Boy by showing this. It's like, look, Mom, it's funner than what I used to do. You know, do you want me to stop putting ferrets down my pants? Well, then get me this Game Boy and I'll stop doing that.
Absolutely right. They have to have a conversation about, you know, how many trousers he's going through, how many jars of peanut butter, how much less expensive the Game Boy would be.
Yeah, you got to put together a spreadsheet. The top comment was, this ad copy was written by someone who obviously never had a ferret down their trousers. maybe not. You never know. I mean, some people do their due diligence.
That's right. Some people need to get in depth in their character.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of getting into your character, getting in depth, the next question is, would you trade rare loot for sex? And I thought that this was interesting because this was a message that someone posted on one of the message boards for a game. And they basically said, had a girl offer me sex for Infernal Cape. She lives 20 minutes away. I'm glad that he was clear on that, like how far. says she was an 8 out of a 10, and I was going to do it, but to be honest, well, until I realized how dumb she is, which is a major turnoff. And it's funny because, you know, this was supposedly in RuneScape. I don't know RuneScape because I personally never played that game, but I guess this is like some crazy item. So yeah, would you trade rare loot for sex?
Look, you know, my biggest issue with this tweet, you know, besides this guy being kind of an asshole, is, you know, here it is calling, he's calling her dumb. He's calling her dumb. And honestly, who's the dumb one here? If you think about any of those rare items that it takes in any game, think about it. It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours to gain these things, and time and grinding and camping bosses and all of this stuff to get these pixelated items. Man, she's going to get all this effort-free loot and she's going to get laid. It may not be great, but hey, something's better than nothing sometimes.
That's true. You know, I think that what happens is you get those guy glasses on and you realize that, wait a minute, like, yeah, she may be offering sex for this cape, but at the same time, that could be detriment. You know, it's like, you think it's pleasurable because you're there. You're like, yeah, I'm going to give her a good time. And then she's like, this is going to be horrible, but I really need that cape.
Let me just put it this way. She gets this like hours and hours and hours and hours long acquired cape for 5 minutes of gyrating.
If
that. I'm like, you know what? I mean, if she's open to it, I don't judge. If she's open to it, I mean, who's the dumb one here?
It's funny because they always talk about risk, you know, to reward ratio in games. And that's true, man. If it takes that long to get this very rare cape, or it's a rare dropper, it takes hundreds of hours to get, I don't know. Okay, let's put it this way. Let's say the sex was the best in the world, but it was only 5 minutes. Is it still worth those 100 hours it takes?
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, dumb, come on.
I mean, then again, there are some people out there. I mean, I see it on Reddit all the time. People posting about how they're dying to have sex, and they think they're never going to have sex. They're going to be the 40-year-old virgin. So I guess this could be one trade, one rare thing for another. So I don't know, man. I guess you gotta think this out. You can't just dismiss it like this guy. This guy's trying to act cool, like he has all these opportunities just waiting for him. All you know, he's there crying because, you know, she rethought her decision and turned him down.
That's right. Listen, that takes two. Someone's got to be willing to like offer sex for something like digital and pixelated. And then someone's got to be willing to accept that. So as far as I'm concerned, they're both around the same level. So the fact that he disparages her is pretty shitty.
Yeah, exactly. The top comment was, it's not very rare. It's just difficult to get. And then he puts in parentheses, the item or sex. So both could be rare depending on your situation, you know?
Exactly.
I guess it's kind of like when you have like a millionaire who will spend money on something and then everyone else is like, oh, why are you wasting money on that? You could do this, you could do that. And the guy's like, I have money. What I don't have is time. So I'm using my extra money to buy the thing that I don't have that much of is time. So if you if you have all this time to get the rare item in a game, but you can't get sex, then that's an equal and fair trade.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So our next question, now this one is a little bit older because Toys R Us, I haven't checked officially, but I actually still saw that some of the Toys R Us still has the sign saying going out of business. So I guess not all the locations are gone yet. So I guess it's still relevant. But for people that don't know, Toys R Us is going out of business after being in business for a long time, long, long time. And a lot of people had speculations of why this happened. You know, is it because of online? Is it because of video games taking over, toy sales not being the same, blah, blah, blah? Well, there's an article that said under analysis that the reason why Toys R Us went bankrupt is because there are not enough babies for business. So the question is, did all of us not having enough babies kill Toys R Us?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I like it. The problem is Toys R Us, they needed to diversify. You see, there's lots of different kinds of toys that people enjoy. And if they would have opened up the adult section, it would have been perfectly all right. I mean, What kind of other toys do you think they could have made to save the company? Come on.
That's true. It doesn't say kids' Toys R Us. It just says Toys R Us. So it could be like those old video stores that in the back they have a curtain and a little old lady there standing at the booth who looks at you funny when you walk through the curtain. I'm just saying, I've never done that. I'm a friend of But then you can have that little section and you can have your little toys back there for the adults and be somewhere for the adults to go while the kids are running around crazy like a supermarket suite.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine Jeffrey the giraffe could have multiple purposes. And you have all other kinds of toys that can be sold. So I think it's their fault, you know. I mean, yeah, we don't have as many babies as the generations before us because there's unforeseen issues and generational differences in the economy and society. However, they're still at fault because they could have diversified and made a killing. Oh, can you imagine?
As far as I know, Babies R Us are still in business. I didn't hear about them going bankrupt. So how's that correlate to Toys R Us? So I don't know what babies would have to do with it. If anything, I say it's most likely video games. Because back in the day, you know, you could have kids and you'll be like, oh, I want a Barbie. I want My Little Pony. I want G.I. Joe, He-Man, whatever, Jurassic Park. Nowadays, most kids, you ask them what they want and it's going to be a Switch. You know, it's going to be a DS. It's going to be an Xbox. It's going to be a PlayStation. Everybody wants just, or a phone. I mean, hell, you just hand a kid a phone and they're good. They don't need anything else. So, I mean, why do you need a whole toy store?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let's be honest, you know, Amazon's also got a lot to do with it, but, but you know what? Like, yeah, screw it. Like they could have diversified. They could have done something else. I like how everything though is blamed on millennials. Millennials are some of the most like interesting and diverse and just not definable people that there are. And it's like, hey, you were born within this time, kind of, sort of. Here's all these qualities. So like, you know, they're blaming everything on everybody and not seeing that, hey, you know, maybe if you would have changed your business model and started shipping to people's homes or, I don't know.
I think they're just mad that all of the people that are younger are going around. They're like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be stuck with kids in debt forever. And their parents are like, I hate you.
No, you know what actually happened? This is what happened. So like this news was like trying to find a headline and they were like in the meeting and, you know, like the head editor was pissed off. I was like, you know what? Even have a grandson yet. Like, my daughter's working on her career. You know, that's why the Toys R Us is shutting down. Screw it. I don't have any grandbabies. Kids aren't having babies anymore. That's what the fuck's going on.
It also agrees with you. It said they could have made sex toys. I'm sure those would sell. But it's funny enough because you mentioned Amazon. Amazon makes a lot of money. It's one of those things that, you know, they don't talk about. But then whenever they talk about revenue, you kind of find out what people buy, and they said so many people buy sex toys through Amazon. Like, that is a huge part of their business. Because I mean, think about it, even if you go to an all adult store, most people will still feel self-conscious about walking into there. You know, you're walking in, someone might see you or something like that. Mm-hmm. Amazon, man, you can get all the crazy kinky shit you want delivered to your house in a nondescript package, and you're good to go.
The best part's that little smile that the Amazon box has. It's like, I know your secret. And you're like, shut up, Amazon.
They just put a grinning, winking person like, hey, 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 hey.
But shush, we won't tell anybody. That's fantastic.
All right, so our next question is, I thought Twitch banned this kind of stuff. And I just love the picture because it's a picture of a PlayStation 4 and it has a cat licking on it. There's like two separate pictures of this cat licking the PlayStation 4. And then underneath it says, I bet the cat doesn't even game. It's just doing it for attention. Fake gamer cats, ugh. And if anyone doesn't get it, which you should, it's a reference to basically doing something sexual for the idea of clicks or viewers. So it's like, oh, look, this cat's licking and doing something sensual and sexy to get people to watch, which they equate to a lot of certain Twitch streamers doing the same thing.
Oh my God. Yeah. That whole thing is like, if you're not a gamer, if you're not a nerd, if you're not a geek, if that's so ridiculous. Oh, that's ridiculous. I mean, come on. Like, suddenly that our culture has gone, you know, pretty mainstream. Now everyone's having to like prove their cred. I'm like, you know what? Just be glad you're not being stuffed in a locker somewhere.
Yeah, right? I mean, if you think about it, back in the days, if you said that you liked video games or board games or something, you were instantly, you know, called a nerd and ostracized and stuff. Now, you know, mainstream pop culture, everybody wants to be a gamer now, you know? So it's like, this should be a time to be happy, not attacking people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, I think the thing I took the most out of this picture was just imagining if cats were taught to get on the internet and game, like, and actually interact, like they'll have a tongue and paw controls. Like, honestly, they would rule everything online. I mean, like, you just be getting catnip orders to your house from Amazon. You're like, I didn't order anything. And your cat's like, shh. Please.
It has to be like one of those body suits, like they do when they do like the VR or something. So you put the body suit on the cat, and the cat's so agile, it can do anything in a game. Could you imagine like a cat in a first person shooter?
Oh my god!
Just flipping, doing flips, shooting you headshots everywhere.
It would be murder, kitty murder. It'd be adorable.
Definitely.
It'd be adorable.
You know, actually, about the whole Twitch thing, you know, as a girl witch, what do you think about that? Because, you know, obviously there are some girls who go onto Twitch and they know what they're doing. But I think that there has to be a disconnect and a understanding of the difference between, I know that if I wear something that is revealing, it helps my viewers. That's not bad. Versus I'm specifically going to do something explicit and be terrible at the game I'm playing and just go off of sexuality. Do you see those differences? Or for you, is it like, hey, look, it's women doing what they want to do. Leave them the fuck alone.
Yeah, I like the whole, the women are doing what they want to do. Leave them the fuck alone. Like, let me just put it this way. There's tons of content and you get to choose what you want. And clickbait is just a reality. I mean, how many times have you seen like a thumbnail and you click on something and you're like, oh, this is not at all what I thought it was.
That's our better brother.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, they're doing what they want to do. If you don't like it, don't watch them. That's kind of the beauty of the internet. You know, we build our bubbles that way, obviously. But at the same time, I feel like just watch what you want to watch. If you want to watch a girl being sexy, even though she's not a real gamer, fine, go do that. If you want to watch real gamer girls, there are real gamer girls out there. And what defines a real gamer girl? Most girls and gamers play fucking casual games. And like that Candy Crush your mom plays is totally a game and it makes her a gamer. So as much as people hate hearing that, it is what it is. We've come into a new time.
Which, if you think about it, is another thing that you should appreciate. Back in the day, you had to convince that your parents that the Nintendo you were hooking up to your TV wasn't going to destroy the television. Now you have parents who play games with you. The only time that might be bad is when they're taking the game. Like, you're there playing Fallout or something or Fortnite, and they're like, hey, my turn. And you're like, damn, Mom. You know, it's like, what the hell?
Mom, I need to get your own laptop.
Seriously. I like the top comment for this. It said, I bet the cat has 700 subscribers too, shaking my head.
Of course it does, because it's a kitty.
I don't know, man. Some of these guys got a little bit too much hate. I mean, I can understand when they have someone on screen that is clearly just playing it up for the camera. But I don't know, man. The fact that you have all these different types of things to talk about just let you know how big the gaming world is. So, you know, it's like celebrity. It's like sports. It's like you can look at this side and say, oh, look, this is how it should be done. And then look at this side and criticize and be like, they're doing it wrong. But at least it's out there. It's mainstream. You could get a job. You can make millions of dollars in gaming now. That wasn't possible 30 years ago.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So our next question is, are some people doing Netflix and chill wrong? Now, first, let's explain Netflix and chill. Because
do we have to?
Yes. This is part of the clickbait we were talking about. Look, most people should know what that means. I mean, we're gamers, we're young people. But let's say someone doesn't know, I'm going to explain it. Basically, Netflix and chill is the idea that you come over. And look, Netflix is one of those things where you could just pick something, anything, and it just runs and runs and runs. So the idea is kind of like back in the day with movies, where you would invite, you know, whoever you're with to a movie and you do the old put your arm around them and hope that you could get some quiet time. Netflix is just the home version of that. You're watching a show and you're like, hey, we're sitting on a couch, we're alone, this show's just gonna play on for hours, maybe I can get lucky. So that's where Netflix and chill. The chill is for sex, for if you guys didn't get that yet. But this article on Forbes, of all places, actually says that Netflix binging is for the dogs and cats. 58% of members prefer binge watching with their pets. Now, I guess a sub question could be, is this good or sad? Because it's like, is it that you love your pets and you want to binge watch with them as well? Or is it, I don't have anyone to chill with, so I'm with my pets instead?
Look. I just got to say, like, it makes sense that people are going to be with their pets. But, like, you know, Netflix and chilling with your pet isn't nearly the most intimate thing we do with our animals. I mean, come on. Don't we let them like sit in the bathroom with us or like step into the shower or leave all the doors open and they're just like hanging around, like you're bent over, they're sniffing your butt crack. I mean, come on. Like no Tinder hookup is like doing any of that stuff on your first meeting, doing Netflix and chill. So, you know, it's just the natural progression.
Some pets are luckier than others.
Yes, I bet.
I love part of the thing in this article on Forbes. It said the snuggle is real. In fact, 74% of members say they've watched Netflix with their beloved pet, and 30% have a profile set up for watching with their four-legged family member, which I think is great because I've logged into other people's accounts, and you normally you see like, oh, one for the guy, one for the girl, maybe one for kids, one's for family, one for pets. I wonder what that, you know, account would look like. Is it like old? No, I don't know if you'd show them Old Yeller. That might not work.
No, I was thinking 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, Marley and just, me, Milo and Otis, things
yeah,
like
that. Yeah, all the cute little animal things or like things bark and, you know, or things meow and you're like, oh my gosh, they'll watch it.
And they're just eating it all up. You're like, oh.
Yeah. Nature documentaries. A lot of nature documentaries.
You know, speaking of the whole thing about what pets see, man, you know, if all of a sudden, let's say an alien race came to Earth and they said, hey, listen, we can't cure cancer or anything, unfortunately, but what we can do is make your pets sentient. Oh. Well, not just sentient, because they are sentient.
Yeah, sentienter.
Yeah, to the point where they can talk. You know, they have full memory like a regular person. What would, you know, what would be the reaction? I think a lot of people would be like, nah. Thank you, aliens, but if you're going to make our pets be able to talk, they've seen too much shit.
That's what I'm thinking. You'd be like, Fluffy, I'm sorry it's come to this, but you weren't supposed to talk.
All of a sudden, pet executions would become like totally okay. It's like, look, Peter would come out and they'd be like, listen, we love animals, but sometimes some gots to go.
I definitely see that.
Yeah, pets see too much, man. I remember on Reddit, there was a post about, can you have sex if your pets are in the room? Which to me, just the fact that someone thought of that as an Ask Reddit question was just great. But the responses was really interesting because most people on the general sense just said they found it creepy because one, either the pet becomes like super interested where it's like staring, or sometimes the pet becomes even like defensive because it thinks like you're getting attacked or something. So, but most of them just felt the idea of being creeped out because even though they can be naked, walk around, do all types of stuff in front of their pets, for some reason, when it comes to the act of sex, they just rather not have the pet in the room. And then of course you have the other people like, I don't care, let the cat watch.
Yeah, some people have very strong opinions about this actually. For me, it's everybody else that I'm not sleeping with gets kicked out of the room. That's just how it has to be. This is a splash zone and we don't need anyone that isn't participating to be in the area.
Yeah, I mean, the last thing you want is a cold, wet nose in a place where you don't want a cold, wet nose.
Exactly.
All right, so our next question on the topic of love. Hey, yeah. would you give up all your consoles and video games for love? And this is like a meme, and it has a picture of a lady like standing on the ledge. She has her arms out, and then there's a guy below with his arms out. And the caption says, "Will you sell all your consoles and games for me?" And then the guy says, "Yes, I will." And then the woman says, "Oh, I love you," and like leans forward as if he's gonna fall into her arms. And then he moves, and the picture is her on the ground and him walking away saying, "Fuck out of here." I mean, damn. So, I mean, Liz, you're a gamer. You play a lot of games. You love your games. Would you give up all your consoles and games for love?
All right. So my gut reaction is, hell no. Hit the road. Come on. But secondly, then I would challenge him and be like, all right. So if you want me to give up my games and everything, so what would you give up that is just as important to you? Because we can't. Like, and besides, I mean, that's like giving up a piece of what you enjoy, what brings you joy, and that's fucking bullshit. I'm like, you know, if you're not doing it for me, then like, what am I? It's no. Absolutely not. I'm glad he let her fall.
I always thought the idea of giving up something doesn't make sense unless you're doing something that is detrimental. Because I understand the stereotype of saying, oh, well, the gamer was probably paying 18 hours a day, not taking a shower, blah, blah, blah. Okay, if you're that super stereotype gamer and you actually happen to somehow meet someone while you're in that state, then I can understand he or she asking you to like calm that shit down a little makes sense. But that's not what the question is here. This is like give up. And to me, if you like something, whether it's sports, stamp collecting, watching reality shows or something, you shouldn't have to give it all up just to be in a relationship, especially if you really care for somebody.
Absolutely.
Like you can mix it, like be like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna play a few hours, then we're gonna go out and hang out. You know, and so on, compromise. But I've actually known people who have said to themselves, hey, I'm giving it up because of X. And I'm like, well, I'm going to see you divorced or broken up within a couple of months or a year max, because I know you love those games too much. And we know love is mostly chemical, and that chemical wears out, where gaming is forever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, I think it's kind of ridiculous. It's about being an adult and being able to compromise. And if someone gives you that rigid of a law, like, oh, give up one of your favorite hobbies or you know, be with me and be with me, or, you know, don't give up your hobby and I'll leave. And I'm like, okay, bye. Because I'll, you know, find somebody else that will game with me.
Yeah, exactly. There wasn't that many comments. Well, at least at the time, there wasn't that many comments. But the guy laughed. He goes, ha ha, I never sell for just a girl. And it's like, well, doesn't matter. Girl, boy, whoever it is. It's like, look, you need divorce rate is still, it's above 50%. Breakups are crazy. People have trouble finding dates. Man, guess who's there to keep you sane when everything's crumbling around you? It's that video game.
When you're
home alone at night and you're like, you ain't got nobody, turn on that Switch, turn on the Xbox, turn on the PlayStation, turn on the PC. You got some online friends. You got something, man.
That's right.
So you can't give that up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So our last question is, and this is kind of in that same vein, would you sign this? And this was interesting. So it was a gift of Call of Duty, which that in itself could be a joke. We can make jokes about Call of Duty anyway. And it came with a letter that said, rules for your new gift. And here are the rules. There are five. It said, if I call you, you must pause the game and talk with me with full attention. Number two, no starting another match if we're planning to hang out or I ask to hang out. Number three, you must ask if it's okay to play while I'm over at your house with you. Make sure I have something to do while you're in battle. Yeah, this is sounding good so far. Number four, you must reply to a text no longer than 11 minutes. Uh-oh. See, we're already in dangerous territory. Number five, do not forget to give me just as much attention. And then it says, I, Blake Perry, will follow these rules, and in return, I will be enjoying my new game and loving my girlfriend at the same time. But if I do not follow these rules, my girlfriend, Ashley Davidson, can take the game away from me at any time for the rest of my life. So I will follow these rules and will not forget about my girlfriend. And then he signed it. So, Liz, would you sign that?
That's pretty bad. No, I wouldn't. I would not. See, I think the biggest thing about that is the first time I read that, I could have sworn that was, you know, his mom.
Like, right?
And I'm like, you know, how old are these people? Like 12? Okay, maybe they're like 19 or something. But I mean, come on. Like at that age, you got to be... No. You got to have a nice adult conversation about it. But, you know, like I said before, get yourself a gamer girl. Get yourself a gamer girl. She'll fight with you. She'll do all the headshots and, you know, won't have to worry about hanging up. No, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I think that you already are in trouble when you're writing rules and doing little things like that. Because, I mean, first of all, is this guy, like I said, the stereotypical gamer to the point where you felt that you needed to write this up? Because if that's the case, then that's already bad.
Yeah.
But if he or she wasn't, and you just hate video games, because that's one of the relationships I always, you know, they talk about opposites attract, and that could be so. And they talk about how if you love someone, you could be a Democrat, this could be a Republican, you could be atheist, they could be totally into a religion, blah, 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 cat person, dog person, so on. But I don't know, man. I think that there's just certain things that if your significant other hates your hobby and you love your hobby, that's just, I don't see how it works. I just don't. Like, people act like it's no big deal. Oh, it's a hobby. And this is someone you care about. So it means nothing. So get rid of the hobby. It means nothing. Yeah, not when you've been playing games and you consider yourself a gamer since you're a kid. And now you're going to throw that away, and then you're signing letters and all this stuff. The next thing you'll be signing is divorce or breakup paper. What, are there breakup papers? They should have breakup papers, right?
They should have breakup papers, yeah. The teddy bear, which I won you at the carnival in February, shall be henceforth given to my dog.
So I mean, just think about this. Because, okay, like, so as a woman, obviously you're not on this side. But... there's a lot of guys out there that love to attack stuff like this, and they go crazy. But just let's flip this. Imagine if you decided to start giving letters like that to your girlfriend. Like, you buy her, let's say, a ring. Not a wedding ring, but, like, just a ring after you've been together a year or so or something. And you put conditions on it. You know, it's like, oh, well, you must kiss me at least 5 times a day. And we must have sex 7 days a week and this and that before you get this ring. I mean, how would that look if you did things like that?
It's horrible either way. The only reason that might be slightly cute is to vent the frustration of people that feel ignored by, you know, rightly wrong people who are ignoring real life for the games. I mean, there's got to be a balance and there's got to be conversations. And it's ridiculous. All of it's ridiculous. I mean, just freaking talk to each other. You know who needs those rules? Kids need rules like that.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what the hell is going on. And that's normal. But like, once you get past a certain age, maybe, I don't know, some sort of maturity, because I mean, ages are so different. You know, freaking take responsibility for your actions.
Yeah, seriously. And you're right. I really think that this sounds like one of those, a mother wrote it, not a girlfriend. And I think that's another dangerous territory. I think that anyone in any relationship, gamer or not, if either of you start sounding like your mom or dad when you're talking about things, like when you say something like, oh, I need to ask my girlfriend if I can go to the store. And it's like, wait a minute, why? Like, it's a difference to say, honey, I'm going to the store. I'll be back. That's different. It's all about context. It's all about how you say it. When you start sounding like the same way you'd speak to your mom or your dad, that's just not a good combination.
So true. So true. You just want to make sure to avoid all those issues and get yourself a gamer girl.
Well, let's see. The pros of having a gamer girl is they're into your hobby. They understand you. Video games and sex is just awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the con could be, though, is what if one person is like way better than the other person? Like, let's say you two are playing World of Warcraft or something, and you know your boyfriend sucks, and you're constantly having to like make up for his failings. That could cause a rift, right?
I mean, I don't think so. If there's real love there, and there's like real effort from the other person, they're not just fucking it up to troll. No, I think that's, you know, that's nice. You just teach them, you get them. Eventually, then they'll start to enjoy it, you know, with you. It's not that they don't like it. It's just that it's difficult for them. They might kick your ass at Call of Duty, you know? So it's just learning to be compassionate. And I think it could be another great way to practice your relationship is through gaming. I mean, what is it going to be like in life when you fuck up? Because you're gonna. We all make mistakes. So what's it going to be like when, like, in a game, he doesn't heal you on time or she doesn't heal you on time and you die? So how are you going to react to that? It could be a microcosm of a relationship.
Yeah, hopefully you don't freak out and go all crazy, because yeah, then that's a total turnoff.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, maybe that could be, like, a way to, like, gauge the relationship. Like, you get together, you go on a couple of dates, and then you invite them back to your house, not for sex, but to play a video game together and see how they react. And then maybe just, like, let's say you're playing, like, one of these games where it really matters if you win or not. And then you just throw the fight, like, but you make it look good. And then just sit back and watch. And if the person freaks out, you're like, well, this relationship is over. It ain't going to work. I'm out. And if they're yeah. cool about it, you're like, maybe they're a keeper.
It's a relationship sim. Yeah, exactly. You make a particular game for it. We're going to play the relationship sim together. We're going to see how this works.
The top comment said, just treat your girlfriend as if she was a video game. Hopefully she's a good video game. That's obviously by someone who's never had a girlfriend.
That's right.
Now, we're adding a little thing here that I'm sneaking up on her with, that whenever we have, because if you've noticed now with inappropriate questions, we have different co-hosts. So I'm throwing in a bonus question specific to the co-host. One of the things that I've noticed in just reading online, seeing all this thing about not only like sexual harassment, but like all these like angry guys out here, you know, posting about this stuff. Because a lot of these posts, you go and you see these guys just saying these crazy things, especially when it comes to women. Like, they seem so angry, and there's like so much like hate and resentment and stuff like that. My question to you is, if all these people could automatically get laid at like age, I don't know, 16. I mean, like, I'm talking about like legal with someone else at 16. If somehow you could just legally get some people to get laid, you think that the world would be a more kind, gentle, and peaceful place?
I don't even think it's about getting laid. I think it's about the attitudes people have. But I mean, everyone should at least have one orgasm by the age of 16. You know, I think you could do it by yourself.
I don't know, but I think they need that achievement. You know, it's almost like drinking that beer, because you have people that's like, hey, you got to try this beer. And they're like, okay, I've been waiting since I was a kid to try a beer. And they try and they're like, okay, it was okay, but I don't care. And then I guess the other person can say, oh, now I'm an alcoholic, let's go. But man, I just think that so many people are hung up on the idea of getting laid. You know, you have the lonely girl that's like, man, I haven't met the right guy, I need to get laid. And you have the guy that's like, I need to get laid, I haven't met a girl yet. If they could just get over that hump, you know, well, literally in the hump. Yeah. That could solve so many, or maybe it frustrates you more because you get that one taste, and then if you're terrible, you're not going to get any more. It's like the one government-sanctioned taste. Like, you can have a holodeck, and it's like you go into the holodeck, you have sex with anyone you want, but you could never go back in there. Now you have to go out on your own and get sex next time. Now they're even worse, because it's like, here, have some caviar, have some steak. Oh, no more steak. You got to go get
your more for you. No more for you. No, I don't know, man. So much of sex is so complicated, and it's so weird to think that we deserve sex from anybody. Like, it's just preposterous. And I think that's where that attitude comes from, like, oh, I deserve sex from them because I'm good. But you know, that's, I don't know, it's something that's so weird. There's this whole, you know, celibate involuntary celibate freaking group now that's like doing terrorism and like shooting and all that. Yeah. Involuntarily celibate. And I'm like, you know, if you just learned about yourself and improved yourself, like relationships come if you, you know, just improve yourself. And people chase sex and happiness like it's some sort of like freaking mountain to climb. And I'm like, you know, that shit's never going to happen. If you chase love and sex and happiness, that ain't going to come. You know, you got to just freaking do what you got to do and keep moving forward and improve yourself. But the more you become resentful about it, the less you're going to be willing to change.
And believe it or not, I know a lot of people out there who are having trouble meeting people. They always say, oh, I'm tired of hearing all this advice about having a cherry attitude. Cherry attitude doesn't help anything. Man, look, it does. Believe it or not, the people that are online all the time yelling and they claim that they don't act like that in real life, even if they don't speak the words, it's written on their face. Sure. You can walk down the street. Look, here's an example, guys, if you think that this is not true. You can walk down the street and you can, let's say, not down the street, let's say you're at a convention, because this is actually a better microcosm. So you're at a convention and you see people and they're there talking. And you're like, oh, these group of gamers are all here. Who are the gamers who are like sitting in the corner looking all upset and mean and quiet and like, they have this face like, don't you dare approach me. And then you have the other ones that look more open like, hey, let's talk. We're all geeks and gamers. Let's have fun. The ones that look all mean and sad, like no one's going to talk to them. They're going to get ignored. Sure. You know, like you have to have that where it looks like, hey, I'm approachable. You got to have that approachable face. You know?
See, the thing is the change of attitude between like what I can do and what the world has done, right? Like about what you control and what you think you don't control. So like a lot of these people just need social skills. Like, hey, just learn a couple social skills, you'd be all right. You get to meet people. But really, when you think about it, you know, in their minds, it's not that they need social skills, it's that people won't come to them and like offer pussy on a plate. It's like, oh, okay. Oh, but I walked this girl home. Yeah, okay. Want a cookie? You know, like, oh, I listened to this girl's problems, so now she's gotta go down on me. Like, what?
They think it's like a Telltale video game. Like, wait, I did these three objectives. Why am I not getting laid? What's wrong?
What's going on? Yeah, I know. It's kind of ridiculous. So basically, if they just improve some social skills and improve themselves, then relationships come with people who can be compatible, you know. And that's like, it's so ridiculous to me. Like, the whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, all I can do is laugh and try to, you know, just keep my hat on and relax, play my games.
I also have to rethink what I said about that one time sex, because normally that first time is awkward and messed up as fuck. So mm-hmm. I think you need like three times at least to get the rhythm in.
That's literally true. I mean, it's like one in a billion when like you actually hook up with someone and you like fit together. And even then, like, sex just gets better when you're with the same person for longer, you know, and you have more times to practice.
That's true. Practice makes perfect, just like in video games.
That's right.
That's why you need a gamer girl. There you go.
That's right. She knows how to work them joysticks.
Get that skill up, player. Get that skill up. All right. So that was the Inappropriate Questions show. Thank you, Liz, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to be back very soon with more questions. But as I said, we need y'all to subscribe and leave those comments, because like I said, we search on the internet for this stuff. And if you have something that you think is going to be cool, interesting, funny, discussion worthy, send it to us and we'll be sure to add it to a future show. But until next time, I'm JA, she's Liz. Peace out. Thanks for watching.
Bye. Hey guys, listen, you like the games, you like the interviews, you like the shows? How about you click on that subscribe button and also give us a like? We really need your help here, huh?